You know, it's never a bad time to be reminded of what, for lack of a better term, I will just call a foundational truth. Who you are is a gift. The person you are, who and what you bring into this world just by being you, is unique. It's remarkable. And it is a glimpse of the divine. One of the very first things our scriptures tell us is that you, each and every one of you, were created in the image of the divine. We carry that within us. God has chosen to share a part of the very essence of the sacred, to share that with the world by making you exactly who you are. And the rest of us get to know God better by coming to know who you really are. This is one of those foundational beliefs that shapes everything I believe. And I hope you will take a moment and consider this. Who you are is a gift to the world. Now, as we live our lives, these unique, blessed, gift of the world lives, as we then live them and encounter the world around us in all of its good and bad, all of life's ups and downs, and all of the humanness that exists around us, we begin to layer life experiences on top of this divine image we carry. Layer upon layer of experiences that build themselves around this essence of who we are. And these layers and these stories that we collect and develop, they too are to be honored. But I do not rush to call them a gift, because some of our life experiences are anything but. Some of the stories and experiences we have lived are difficult, are challenging, are hard to even speak aloud. And when we do speak them, sometimes it's even difficult to get people to listen. Honestly, sometimes the only gift that we have found in the midst of living through these experiences is the gift that we made it through. But for all the complexities of life, these are our stories. And our stories matter. I do not believe that God controls or chooses what our life experiences will be. But the God that I know meets us where we are and walks through every experience with us. And this matters. The essence of who you are, your life story, the experiences you are accumulating, these are sacred things that are to be honored, that are to be listened to, that are to be valued. The scripture that inspires our understanding that we are seeking to build a home where all belong, that scripture reminds us that God is building something sacred, something holy that has a place for all of us in it. That's what makes it so sacred and beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Part of what makes a home where all belong so holy is the fact that every person has a place in it, and every one of those people brings with them the sacredness of their creation and the gift of their life story. Reflecting on this reality reminds me that the uniqueness and gift of every life is an enormous blessing. It's also an enormous responsibility. Jesus actually tells a story about this in Matthew. It's a parable where he tells a story that carries deep meaning underneath and around it. Hear these words from Matthew 25. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who is leaving on a trip. He called his servants and handed possessions over to them. To one servant he gave 5 valuable coins. To another he gave 2, and to another he gave 1. He gave each servant what he felt was according to their ability. Then he left on his journey. Now after the man left, the servant who had 5 valuable coins took them and went to work doing business with them, and he gained 5 more. In the same way, the servant that had 2 valuable coins gained 2 more. But the servant who had received 1 valuable coin dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants returned to settle accounts with them. The one who received the 5 valuable coins came forward with 5 more. And he said, 'Master, you gave me 5, and look, I've gained 5 more.' His master replied, 'Excellent, you are a good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, so I can put you in charge of much. Come, celebrate with me.' The second servant also came forward and said, 'Master, you gave me 2 valuable coins, and and look, I've gained two more. And again the master replied, well done, you are a good and faithful servant. You've been so faithful, even with such a little, I can now put you in charge of so much. Come, let us celebrate. Now the servant who had received one valuable coin came in and said, Master, I know that you are a hard man. You harvest grain where you haven't even sown it. You gather crops where you didn't even spread seed. So I was afraid. So I hid my valuable coin in the ground. Here, you can have what is yours. And the master replied, you evil and lazy servant. You knew I harvest grain where I haven't sown. You know that I gather crops where I haven't spread seed. In that case, you should have at least turned my money over to the bankers so that when I returned, you could give me what belonged to me, at least with some interest. Now, for a short story, there's a lot to unpack here. So much. But in a nutshell, the master gives something of value to everyone and expects them to do something with it. I've been holding this scripture in my heart and my mind since we gathered a cross-section of the congregation to participate in a vision retreat. I mean, so often preachers will use this scripture to convict people to do more with what God has given them. But I have heard this as speaking to our congregation as a whole, speaking to our leadership, speaking to me as your pastor. Our visioning work has led me to hear this scripture and its call for what our vision might be. You see, the core of our visioning work as we gathered was to consider both the needs and the gifts that every person has to share, whether they call Highlands United Methodist Church home or simply exist in the world around us. After much prayer and reflection and conversation, we made massive lists of needs and gifts and distilled them down into four main opportunities for ministry. You actually see some of that work on our altar, the bright, colorful cards labeled with notes and ideas and gifts and needs and ideas and visions, all these things. And then all the colorful dots and the tape that we use to move them around on the wall and come to a sense of clarity. We gathered these cards and these ideas and these prayers and found four places the group believed God was calling us to strengthen our ministry and care for the people in our congregation and community around us. Every single part of this vision is built on the idea that our congregation and our neighbors are filled with people who have both gifts to offer and needs that can be tended to. And one of our four areas of focus was exactly on that, the gifts and experiences present in our community. Of all the parts of our vision, a key component of it is focused on the incredible giftedness that is you. And I don't think we've buried you in the dirt, but I am keenly aware that we are not doing all we can to celebrate, to multiply, and treasure the gifts and stories that are present in our community. And God has given us a vision of how we can honor the gift that is you, and you, and you, and you, and you. This part of our visioning will take some time, and it will need support. If God might be calling you to help make what I'm about to share a reality, I want you to speak with me. Because it's going to take some work, but it's worth it. One component of this vision is enriching our database to include your spiritual and personal gifts. Right now, our database serves as a place where we can go to find your name, find out who's in your family, find out what your address is, and make sure we got your email and your phone number. Turns out, there is a lot more to you than that information. What are the gifts that you carry? What are the gifts that everyone in our congregation carries, and how might we know what those are to help you in using them? I mean, in this congregation, we have people who are great at welcoming others. We have those who are so good at the behind-the-scenes tasks. We have people with musical gifts. We have those who are good with numbers. We have some folks that just thrive working with children, and others whose leadership can make difficult decisions so much easier by their grace. I mean, the list goes on and on, but that's the problem. The list of gifts in this place goes on and on and on, and right now that list doesn't exist outside of my brain, Ashley's brain, and a few other folks in our leadership team. God's calling us to do more with these gifts. So we're going to be able to begin to note these gifts better. And beyond that, we're going to work to help you discover your gifts through conversations, maybe through a few fun online quizzes, and more. A little BuzzFeed thing. Here, pick five puppies and we'll tell you about yourself. It'll be great. But actually, our upcoming Bible study is one of those things that Ashley worked very intentionally to find. make a difference, following your passion and finding a place to serve. The idea that something within you will be fulfilled and grace this world when you discover what it is and put it into place in God's vision for us all. And then, having helped you come to know yourself and your gifts better, we will extend you invitation to use those gifts so that you can then choose the ways that you like to share and multiply what God has given you. Now, another component of this scripture is that to each of these different servants, they're all given something different based on their ability. Now, what I want to point out here is I don't think that God is suddenly going to send more gifted people to us if we use our database correctly. That's not how this works. But I do know that people feel a connection and a desire to be somewhere that they can make a difference. I think all of us long to know that I'm in a place where it matters and I'm needed, not out of desperation, but out of opportunity. And our visioning work reminded us that people will feel more at home if they feel that they are known, that they are needed, and that God will work through them in this place. Now, there's a few more layers to this vision I want to share with you. The gifts that I've already spoken about, God created us with. These are the spiritual gifts endowed to each of us in our very being and creation. But as I mentioned, our life stories are also an essential component of who we are. We would also like to begin to make better use of those valuable experiences as well. Right now, and I don't think many of you know this, right now we have at least two couples who are trying to grow their families by adoption. We also have families in this place who know that experience firsthand and are sitting with children brought into their lives by adoption. We're helping these people talk. I mean, we have members of our congregation who are caring for aging parents. We have folks fighting cancer. We have people wrestling with infertility. We have folks who are struggling with addiction. There are so many different experiences we are all living through. And the interesting and amazing thing is that for anything we might name, we also have folks who are here that have already lived through these realities. Part of our vision is to not only be able to invite you to share your giftedness, but to invite you to consider which of your life experiences you might offer to others if needed, simply to be a presence and companion. So that when someone sits down with Ashley or with me over coffee and looks at us and in an exasperated moment says, "I think I'm getting a divorce," that we would have a list of people who have lived through that reality and have told us, with their permission, "I'm available to talk with someone one-on-one if they encounter this too." Now, we don't do this because we think you're going to provide all the answers, because you can't. We don't want to do this because that way you can fix everything for them, because you shouldn't even try. We don't even ask because we think you're an expert, but what we do know is that people in this place have lived through moments in ways that can provide hope and companionship and God's presence. Because sometimes it's just nice to sit with someone, hear their story, and know that you're not alone and that you can make it through. Your experiences are valuable and they are needed by others. But since there's no cool online quiz we can give you for this one, this is going to take something more. This will require your own reflection into your life story. What are the experiences that you are willing and able to offer? We'll be asking you that question. The essence of who you are, your life story, the experiences you have accumulated, these are sacred things that are to be honored, to be listened to, and to be valued. And we are going to need some time to live into a vision where we do more to honor and connect your gifts in the best way possible. See, what we don't want to do is send out some sort of big email or put out some online form, ask you to tell us a bunch of deeply personal stuff about yourself, and then end up with a spreadsheet we don't know what to do with. That's kind of like burying you in the dirt. Honestly, the only thing worse than not doing enough to learn and identify your gifts would be to ask you for them and then not follow up with you. In fact, we're going to need some help, and so I ask you, if there is a nudge or a call in you this morning to help make this a reality, come talk to me. If you can help us connect people in this way, your gifts would be appreciated. You simply let me know. And as we get ready for this work, as it's time, we will begin to gather the information, but we're going to do so in small batches, maybe 10, 12 people at a time, so we can offer the attention and the intention of follow-up and make sure that it's relationship building. Because what we don't want to do is take what I just told you is so incredibly valuable and then lose it in a pile of everybody else's value and worth as well. We don't want to bury anyone's value. Because you are a treasure that God has given the world. And you have chosen to bring all that you are, to bring your value and your worth of your life and its experiences into our presence here. And God has given us a vision of honoring that. And multiplying that and celebrating it. And I give thanks. Amen.